Hello and welcome to Microsoft Virtual Academy. This is Module 5 of the Windows Server 2012 Direct Access course. In this module, we're going to talk about network load balancing and multi-site deployment. Windows Server 2012 remote access servers can be configured in a multi-site deployment that allows remote users in different geographic locations or in the same geographic location for business continuity reasons to connect to multi-site entry point closest to them. Direct access clients determine their nearest direct access server based on the round trip time for the connection. For clients that are running Windows 8, we can assign those automatically or select them manually. For Windows 7 client computers, all this has to be configured statically via group policy. You can also distribute the load by using external global load balancer. This is a new supported feature of Windows Server 2012 Direct Access. Let's take a look at this in a short demo and understand how we can configure multi-site deployment with Direct Access. Since we are talking about a multi-site deployment, and I have already an existing second domain here, what I need to do is to give the permission to the second domain users to obtain computer certificates. For this, I'm going to use our CA server, which is app1 from the earlier modules, and give the permission to the second domain users and computers to obtain certificates. To do this, what I'm going to do is just right-click on the certificates template, click on Manage, select this certificate that we created earlier, client-server authentication, right-click, Properties, and go over to the Security tab, click Add, select the users and groups and location, and then here in the location, what we need is the second domain that we have here, which is corp2.corp.contoso.com. Click on OK. And now for the names, what we want is domain admins and the other one that we're going to need is domain computers. Click on OK. Now, what I want to do is, for the domain admins, I will give the right and enroll rights. And for the domain computers, I'm going to give enroll and auto-enroll. And that's all what I need to do. Click on Apply. Click OK. Now that we have configured everything on our CA server, let's move on to our new Direct Access server in the secondary Active Directory site, which is going to be lab2-h1 server. As we did on the other node of the NLB cluster, the first thing we want to do is to obtain the relevant certificates. So I'm popping up the MMC for the certificates on my local computer store, click Personal, right-click, All Tasks, Request New Certificate. Click Next, and Next here as well, so that we can query Active Directory for possible certificates that we can obtain. And as you might recall, we have modified the client-server authentication certificate with the relevant permissions so that we can obtain it here. So now what we're going to do is we select the client server authentication and the web server for IP/HTTPS. Now we just need to change the name here again, put the common name, and in this time what we want to do is the name of this server, because this is a different site. So we do 2-edge1.contoso.com, which is going to be the external name that we're going to resolve. So click Add, on the General tab, type the friendly name again, IP/HTTPS certificate. Click on Apply, OK, and hit Enroll. So we're enrolling a computer certificate and the IP/HTTPS certificate here now. So now the certificates are enrolled, click on Finish. Let's confirm that we have two certificates here, one for IP/HTTPS connection and the other one as the computer certificate. The next thing that we need to do is deploy routing and remote access service. So we click on Add Roles and Features as we did on the other node as well. Accept the default, click by Next, role-based installation. Then we're going to select the server as we did in the other nodes as well. 2-edge1.corp2.corp.contoso.com. Click Next. Select the role remote access and accept the default with the features. Click on Next. Accept the default again. As role service, we have direct access and VPN selected. Click Next. Accept the defaults for the role service of IIS and click Install. So now we're deploying a different direct access server on our secondary domain, corp2.corp.contoso.com. Now that the installation has succeeded, let's click on Close and notice that we are now back to the server manager. So we have deployed role remote access service on the second entry point, lab2-edge1. The next step that we want to do is go back to the first server that we have configured in this deployment and enable multi-site configuration. For this, I'm going over to Edge 1, opening up the Remote Access Management console, and on the right-hand side, we have the icon for enable multi-site. So we'll click on that, click Next on the wizard. We're going to give a multi-site deployment name. It's up to us to choose a name that we want. So in this case, I'm going to type in Contoso to reflect our domain name. And for the first entry point name, I'm going to type in edge1-site, which is our edge1 site. And click Next. Entry point selection will be automatically and allow clients to select manually, so that we can switch over from one entry point to the other depending on our demand. So click Next. We don't want to use a global load balancer, so we click on No. On the client's support, we have limited the connection to Windows 8 clients or later. We don't have any Windows 7 clients here in this environment. Then click Next and then hit Commit. And as you can see, the configuration was applied successfully for our multi-site deployment. So I hit Close and Close here as well. Now the configuration is being loaded. And the next thing that I want to do is add the entry point, which is our new server that we just deployed, the 2-edge1 server. So for the remote access server, what I'm going to do is select this server. So type in 2-edge1.corp2.contoso.com. And for the entry point name, what I'm going to do is I'm going to provide 2-edge1-site to reflect the name. And then click on Next. So we need to select a topology. In this case, we're going to select Edge as we did on the other ones. Click Next. And now what we need to do is to type in the public name or the IP address used by the clients to access the service. In this case, what we're going to type in is the 2-edge1.contoso.com, which is our public name. Click on Next. And now the network adapters are being queried, and to understand which one is the external adapter and which one is the internal adapter connected to our domain. Now the adapters are selected correctly. External adapter pointing to the internet, internal adapter pointing to the internal network, and our IP-HTTPS certificate has been selected. Click on Next. For the client support, we're going to keep the Windows 8 default. Click on Next. This is the server GPO setting that's going to be applied, and then click on Next and just hit Commit to apply all these settings. Now the configuration was applied successfully with warnings, and the warning is just the warning about the Teredo configuration with the two consecutive IP addresses as we have seen before. click on close, click on close here, and this is all about it. This, we have now successfully configured multi-site entry points for our direct access servers. The next thing we want to do is to move over to the client one, which we used earlier as well, and update the group policy to get the new site details as well. So I'm running a gp update /force on the client to obtain the details of the new configuration. This will take a little bit. Now the policy is updated. So what I'm going to do now is move the client to the internet. Hit OK. Give direct access a little bit of time to establish the connection and then confirm which site we are connected to. To check that connection, what I'm going to do is I'm going to type in get-da entry point table item and hit enter. And now, as you can see, I have a list of my active store with the entry points name that we just configured, edge 1 and 2-edge 1. And it is the automatic deselection and automatic configuration for this whole setup. The next thing I want to run is get-netip-https-configuration. Hit enter. And now, as you can see, I have both server URLs for my IP-HTTPS server connectivity for 2-edge1 and edge1. Now I type in get-da connection status, and it should show that I'm connected remotely. So let's verify the connectivity from Explorer as we did earlier. Again, app 1, files, I can access the share, which I have created earlier. And now let's test it even with a new site, the domain controller share, 2-dc1/. And as you can see, I can access the net logon and the sysvol share. So access over multi-site is working fine and multiple domains. So let's do one more step and see how this connection is reflected in the UI. I'm selecting my direct access connection, right click, select view connection properties. Now you can see that I have a multi-site selection and currently I'm connected through the edge 1 site. And I can access multiple domains. And right now it's selected automatically. What I want to do is site override now and see if I can override the connection. So I select 2-edge1 site, click on apply, and OK. And as you can see, my connection is gone on the Explorer window. So I minimize this. And now what I want to do is run the get IP-HTTPS configuration command again, and now you can see that the profile activated is 2-edge1 and shows true. In the earlier one, it was showing for edge 1 side, profile activated true. Let's confirm this again. Let's move a little bit up. See the command that we ran earlier. As you can see, it's showing for edge 1 site, profile activated true, as in the previous version, and now it's showing for edge 2, or 2-edge1, profile activated true. So we have successfully switched over from one site to the other side by doing a manual site selection. And let's confirm one more time from the UI which site we're connected to, right click, view connection properties, and here you can see that the current site is 2-edge1-site. And let's confirm the same from the server side as well. Move to the direct access server, remote client status, select the session, and here you can see the server through which we are connected to, 2-edge1.corp2.corp.contoso.com. So this is basically how you can deploy multi-site entry points with direct access. This concludes the Windows Server 2012 Direct Access course. I hope it was worth your time and that you enjoyed the sessions. Thank you.